This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Boy, I almost hit, you know
boy,
what?
Boy, talk about last hitting the post, it'll hit your head.
Of the year, and I haven't missed a good morning for the. I would have missed that for that one year, for,
yeah,
the, one, for
that,
the entire year. Todd, I made it.
Didn't have his headphones
the
on.
The ironic thing is that yesterday for your New Year's resolutions, you said something about this is the first time you've never been late.
Yeah, in my entire life.
Yep.
And I was almost there, right there. First time in my life that I've never been late for a radio show was this year.
The first time you made them all.
Yes. And I almost just blew it on the last day of the year. But you know why? Because I was trying to make coffee.
I know.
And why can't I make coffee?
Use the one.
I did.
The one? No, use the one in the back. That's
I still
a better
screwed
coffee
up. Even I still screwed up using a Craig.
So what he did was he put it in and then he opened it up and put it in again. Well, that makes extra holes in the top. And so then all the grounds come out.
So that whole cup of grounds.
Yeah. Didn't.
What a way to end it.
Why did you turn?
Hear about Mino?
Why did you?
Die at work. What? Heart attack? No. Somebody kill him?
No.
Oh. What? Can't make coffee. Choked on the grounds.
That can happen.
How can he not make coffee? I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Okay. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but why did, where there are double holes? Did you turn the?
I don't know.
I think you did. Yeah, that's, it kind of locks in and everything. Then you just hit the button. Well, that's, I'm sure there's got to be a manual around there somewhere.
Sometimes I feel like you need to do it twice to make sure it's in really good.
Yeah, good idea.
Don't do that. Don't touch it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yells at us. So, hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's Eve.
I know. New Year's Eve, right.
Did tonight. You do your resolutions?
That Civic Media asked for?
Yeah.
I'm working on it. How about you?
I sent mine in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to do that today.
I think we should. And then, you know what? Because it's one of those things. Here's what I think we should do. And for the people listening, we want your, by the way, folks, we got a great show today.
And what happened? Tell them, it's kind of an anniversary show,
yeah,
too, a little bit.
It's like,
not
okay.
Not for us. For,
well, for Green Bay.
Yeah, for Green Bay, that's what I meant.
I mean, so obviously it's the anniversary of the Ice Bowl in this state, 1967. And, you know, the Ice Bowl is the big thing. So we're kind of, and I know people, oh, we've heard about that. I don't give a crap. We're going big time Ice Bowl today. And we've got some guests that are really pretty cool. And I'll tell you who they are. First of all, Tony Walters, longtime sports editor, reporter. I think he did everything for the Press Gazette.
Boy, did he.
Didn't he?
Yep.
I mean, every section or whatever.
Right. Editorial and then sports and, you know, obviously covered this, the community. And yeah, he.
And wrote a really good book on the Ice Bowl.
Right.
Really good book on the Ice Bowl. Okay, so we got Tony Walters coming on to talk about that at 7 o'clock. We're revisiting the Ice Bowl, just so you know, folks. You don't like it, I don't care. We're going to do it anyway. Well, no, baby, it's Green Bay. I mean,
yeah, but people can say, okay, enough. But
I don't care.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's not going to be, John, tell them why it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, okay.
We have different people coming in to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it.
Boy, we're dressed in black today, huh?
Yeah, it's.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, okay, so Tony Walters.
Right.
All right. Then at 7 o'clock, isn't that 7? Oh, we got Tony at 7. I'm sorry. Tony at 7 o'clock. Then at 7:30, we've got Chuck Wellens. Chuck's story is tremendous. Chuck is in my book, 50 Strong, United States Army in Vietnam. He was on one of the hills overlooking Khe Sanh, which shortly after was one of the biggest battles in the entire Vietnam War. Mm. I mean, just horrific battle. They thought it was going to be another Dien Bien Phu, where the Vietnamese overtook the French in 1954, and they thought that's what was going to happen again. So we put so much manpower, we bombed the crap out of them, and nothing really helped. They just kept coming and coming and coming. They had some horrific battles there, and my man Chuck Wellens was there on one of the hills overlooking it, and they got overrun. It was whatever. But that's not the story. As great of a story as that is, the bottom line is Chuck was on guard duty one night, middle of the night, all night long. He's one of the young guys. And they would tune in, like, they'd listen to the radios, but they could also tune into Armed Forces Radio. And he couldn't believe it. And, well, he'll tell the story. When he's turning around here, he said, live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh. And it was the ice bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we also got my buddy Ron Umentum on.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a Vietnam vet, 25th Infantry. Okay. He is part of the classic, one of the classic pictures of him. I think he was the highest guy on the goalpost where they tore down the goalpost after the game.
That's amazing that they got away with that.
I know.
And they carried it, right?
You know what? I was just reading about this, Jim. There's an article, I think, in the Press Gazette about the history of tearing down goalposts.
Right.
And it was, get this. It wasn't until, I want to say 1982 was like the last time they did it when the Packers beat the Cardinals.
No. In the 80s? They were still doing that?
Yeah. So then, you weren't mayor.
No.
But as the mayor, the city council, or somebody put out a proclamation, if you're on the field after the game, it's like a $500 fine.
And they read that at every game.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they finally had to do that because of people going on the... But I didn't realize this. They tore down the goalposts in 1982?
Yeah, that surprises me. Yeah. No, that is. It's an ordinance. It's not a proclamation.
Or whatever.
I just want to say that it's an ordinance. And it, right, you can get a ticket for being on the field. And I think that's awesome when they read that. Because everybody... And this is... a rule by the city of Green Bay.
Yes.
You know, and approved by the mayor or the city of Green Bay and city council. And that reminds those people that the stadium's in the city of Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Everything that's just, we're not swapping it now. Yeah, no, you're not. That's our ordinance. That's what we're going to keep it.
Yes. But anyway.
But Ron took that. He was one of the guys that took the goal
post. I think he's the top guy on the post. And he'll tell you about it. He'll look around and say, oh, crap, now what do I do?
Wow, because that's up there, right?
Oh, it's way. And it's a classic picture. I hope he brings in the copy of the picture. It was all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a few months later, he was in Vietnam. So we got through. And then our next guest, a guy that was a fan at that game. Okay, he was a fan at that game. Okay. Became fairly well known for his exploits in Vietnam and in football. Rocky Blyer. Rocky Blyer will be joining us. Rocky has a great story about him being at that game as a fan.
I bet.
And a great story about he was also part of one of the other greatest games in NFL history, the Immaculate Reception with Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw. He was a part of both of those, but with a very, very, very unique twist to both.
I bet.
What did you hear Rocky by? So we've got Tony Walters, who wrote the book on the Ice Bowl. Thank you, Todd. Todd, this is a little embarrassing when you bring this in here. Could you just leave it over there from now on? I catch some crap on that, Todd. Just laundry, so you know. People are like, why would you stop spoiling Mino?
I got my own coffee. Maybe go ahead.
I kind of feel, okay, can I be honest? When Todd brings me the coffee, I kind of feel like that guy at the home. Here, Mr. Mino, I got you your tea. I kind of feel, so let me tell you again about 1977. Right. Oh, I feel like that guy You know, I feel like a little bit.
You sit there
watching. I feel like in Titanic when they're talking to the really old lady.
It's been 87 years or whatever.
And guy goes, we understand. You can go slow. That's not what I meant. So I feel like that, like everybody's gathering and Todd has to bring my stuff because I don't know how to make coffee. So anyway.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, New Year's
resolution. Learn how to make coffee.
And then we got Joe Furlow from the Grand in Oshkosh.
Yes.
About the PBS special tonight, which is great.
Four Phantoms.
You know, I just realized. So I tried watching PBS.
Yeah.
I got to subscribe to it. I didn't know you have to subscribe to PBS.
I don't think you have to.
You don't.
You don't?
No. You got to set your remote. You just have to get it reset so that it comes on when it searches channels. Do you have the antenna TV or you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Spectrum. And then whatever. I don't know. No,
I think you just have to put in your area code and stuff like that so it chooses the right one.
Or register
something like
or something. Yeah. I got to do something. Something.
Yeah. Okay. And if you can't make coffee, that ain't going to happen. So.
That's nice.
I didn't want to say that.
It's all Spectrum. Wow.
I did not want to say that, Todd, but thank you.
So not only do they have the Four Phantom show tonight on PBS, which should be awesome, but they're
also... Let's back up to that from like last summer, Todd. Go ahead.
Yeah, last spring,
exciting.
They had the Four Phantoms in, four of the leads from Phantom of the Opera come into the Grand in Oshkosh. They ripped everything out and got it set up for an actual TV taping for PBS. They use those a lot for their fun drives and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's played all across the United States already, but it hasn't played here in Northeast Wisconsin. So this will be the first time that you'll be able to actually see it. And then the other thing that's really cool is they're expanding. They're building onto their building so that they have more of a welcoming place. So there's a big expansion being
on the street part.
They're in the parking lot next to them. There's enough room for them to do an expansion, which will be their main entrance. So
in the foyer and who's who and walking, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
oh, they're here.
Oh yeah, big time.
Coming a little bit late.
I gotta tell you, folks, if you haven't been to the Grand in Oshkosh, you should go. Oh, they've got a fun. Like I said, I'm hoping to take my granddaughters to that dog show.
Yeah,
where those dogs do tricks and everything like that. I would love to go to that, spend a night downtown Oshkosh. I think that'd be awesome. But that Grand, just, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of like your daughter. I'm a lot like your daughter, Greta.
No, you're not.
Is she going to be happy to hear that?
She does listen.
We both.
At night, though. At night. She's not listening right now. She'll download the show tonight. Anyway, yes.
We both feel really comfortable on a stage like that. No? What? When I stood on the stage of the Grand, I could have done, you know, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. You know what I mean?
Yes, that you see those lights.
When
those
I was
seats?
At the wide, it's just I become alive.
Yeah. No, I
was born for Broadway.
Well,
I was born for Broadway. I'm going to be honest with you.
But. Were they? Anyway.
I know. Maybe Greta and I could do a two-person play sometime.
Well, she likes music.
I know.
She likes to sing.
So do I.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool then.
Yep.
You'd be like that guy that didn't really sing. He just kind of said the words and kind of up and down.
Okay. Can I be honest with you? I was in a play at Arizona State.
Yeah.
And everybody had to sing. It was called The Rhymers of Eldritch. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of an obscure play, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Rhymers of Eldritch. And I played the part of the minister. Huh. Nelly Winrod. Okay. And anyway, all right. So one of the scenes, we had to all walk around and thing and sing, and he walks with me and he talks
really?
With. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that was in a play. All right.
And the professor said, John, you do a great job as an orator. And I mean, that's why we selected you over several others. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
The singing part, we walk around just a little off of every. No disrespect. You're great in your own right, but harmonizing is
not your thing.
So we just want you to walk around and kind of nod like you're approving of them singing. Honest to God, truth.
He made you feel special.
Yes, he
That's
did.
That's awesome. What a great theater.
This morning I'm playing number one songs from each of the years, okay? You got to guess what year this is, John.
I don't know. It's
1973.
73 on the money. The number one song of the year.
Tony Orlando and Don.
Right.
Hey, Don was pretty hot.
Which one?
The taller one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can talk. We got to set a break. Great show coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now people have to be in their head today. We got to get on to another song.
Do you still want me?
Okay, back to your...
Okay, oh, I'm asking you a question. Okay, so Tony Orlando...
Play director.
Oh, yeah, that's a true story.
It is.
I wouldn't make that up, trust me.
I said back to that because you were singing off key.
Todd, look, can you look up...
I kind of tied it together.
Todd.
Like a... Yellow
can I
ribbon.
Talk? Can I talk?
Yeah.
That's one of my things, you know, my yeah. my resolutions.
Not to interrupt you so much.
Do you have my resolutions handy, Todd?
Yeah, someplace.
Is okay. One not to interrupt me so often?
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
Wow.
You'll see. We want people, we got texter Terry, tough overtime loss for the Green Knights last night to Platteville.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, that ain't bad, man. Number 15, five team in the country in Division III. That's great job, Gary Gresham, fellas.
Oh,
do you have them, Todd? Do you have my New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead and read them. And I just, Jim, I wish you don't have a bell, did you?
No.
Okay. Just give me a ping if you agree with them.
All right, let me go bring the bell in.
Oh, okay. So yeah. That he can... We want Jim to be the judge on these. Okay, right. And people, please text us your New Year's resolutions. Please let us know.
Mine are like more practical.
I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed myself in 2024.
Test bell. Okay. Disappointed in yourself.
Yeah, I didn't get nearly enough accomplished that I plan on accomplishing. I'll explain that. All right. Here we go.
All right, so
number one.
Biggest accomplishment of the year, showing up on time for every single show of the year. That's something I've never done in my radio career. It was close several times this year, but I made it. Living right upstairs of the studio may have helped me achieve this goal. Bell on that?
I
was here for the opening, good morning, every single show.
The only time was Oshkosh, but that was both of you.
Yeah, that was, can't believe right. that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you oh, yeah, right. He gave you the bell because he was involved
yeah,
with that
exactly.
one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah.
Just in case that come back.
Comes back at you.
Right.
Says, looking forward to making an even bigger impact in the community through our show, although we dominant in picking up trash.
We were dominant.
You were dominant in picking up trash on Earth Day. Hard to improve on that. Not a cigarette butt for miles around. Does he get a bell on that?
No, we can do much. That was a great thing we did. There's so many things
forward
we can serve meals.
Yeah.
Yes,
we,
but why did you have to put that whole tag on the end? Just say,
what do you mean? We were phenomenal that day. We picked up every cigarette butt within an 8-block radius.
Yeah, about. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Give me a bell.
All right. I'm in that one, too. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to get in the habit of letting Jim and guests finish a sentence before I jump in.
No, you can't. Pull that back. Let him finish.
Yeah, let me finish. You may not ring it then.
You might not ring. Go ahead.
I'd like to get into the habit of letting Jim and guests finish a sentence before I jump in. Although, let's be honest, they all need to talk faster. Just saying.
Oh, boo. No.
What?
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. You do. Talk faster.
I need to talk faster?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that a lot. No. I have not heard that a lot, Johnny.
Even
corporate said slow down, didn't
exactly.
they? At one
right.
Point?
Yes. I think I got a memo or an email or something.
Now you're
going
to start listening to corporate now. The last day of the year, all of a sudden you're become a corporate man.
Well,
okay.
Just to unring a bell, yes.
All right. Here's the next one. I'd like to lose 20 pounds and run a marathon.
That's never going to happen.
Todd finishes. Is that too much to ask, Todd?
So I'd like to lose 20 pounds and run a marathon, 15 and run a 5K, lose 5 and walk a 3K.
That's my goal.
Okay.
Can I get a bell for
that? That you do.
New tradition, staying awake until the new year is rung in. Haven't done that in a while, or maybe I have. Some of those nights are a little foggy.
I believe all that.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a bell.
All right. Yeah.
Past resolution. Many years ago, I made a resolution to never drink expensive wine. I'm proud to say I have stuck with it.
No doubt. Unless someone else is buying. Mm.
And I will celebrate New Year's Eve with a steak, lasagna, and a good movie, and I'll fall asleep about 11:15.
Those are mine. We need
we'll
you
be
people.
Hanging out.
Here we need texters. We need you to give us some New Year resolutions that you think we should abide to. Give us some New Year's resolutions. Yeah, we want them to, like, here's what we want you guys to do.
To write your own, your wife writes one, your mom writes one.
Well, yeah, about us. We want you people to write New Year's resolutions for us, please.
All right?
A little prize package for the best one.
You know what I'm going to do? It's going to take me years to get caught up, but one of my New Year's resolutions is to watch a movie once a month, because I never know what movies you're talking about.
Oh, old movies.
I don't know.
I'll give you a list.
Yeah, I like that. 12 for the year.
Yes.
Or maybe I could do 26. Maybe I could do every 2 weeks. I don't really like sitting down. I have to do it in the morning or afternoon.
What movie do I refer to the most, do you think?
That
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Well, I didn't like that. Remember I said
yeah, I know.
Watching
it's a little different. Yeah, you got to either really be into that or not.
Anyway,
we got a text here. Hey, Jim, yeah. March 22nd, Grant and Oshkosh, Supertramp tribute.
All right, and March 22nd.
Yep.
March 22nd. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Texter.
Thank
you, Texter. Thank you very much.
Okay. That is awesome. Spend the night. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think
who texted in? You want to go?
Terry.
All right. Let's go.
Thank you, Terry. Again, resolutions for us is what we're looking for. But once again, we got a great lineup. Tony Walters, former Green Bay Press Gazette, do-it-all kind of guy. Who wrote that great book on the Ice Bowl a couple of years ago. He'll be on. Chuck Wellens, who listened to the Ice Bowl while at the top of a mountain in Vietnam. Ron Umentum, who is on a famous picture tearing down the goalpost at Lambeau Field. And then the legendary Rocky Blyer, who was at the Ice Bowl and has a very interesting story as a fan, as a young fan at the Ice Bowl. And then Joe Furlow, the Grand Oshkosh, with a PBS special tonight. And their expansion, the whole thing. And that's going to be really interesting. And again, If you tuned in a little bit late, we talked last, spring, May, June, somewhere where they were talking about PBS coming in and kind of taking over the place so they could televise a worldwide special. And that's going to air tonight.
Yeah.
The worldwide special that PBS shot.
Four Phantoms.
The Four Phantoms. So
that's some pretty good music.
Couple of texts coming in for you guys. Kay. Vicky says, would like John to find a way to say sauna. And sauna. Jim say linens once a week in 2025.
Okay. All right. Sauna and linens once a week. I think we incorporate that.
Michael says, have a guy's night out with Jim, John, and Todd.
I'm good with that. Then John, we got another one here. John wants to let people finish speaking, yet he cuts in on Todd with every single bullet point.
There you go.
Well, that's different.
Thank you, texter.
Yeah, I'm not in that category. I'm not Jim nor a guest.
That's right. Did I mention Todd? Right. Come in. No. Todd likes when I interrupt him.
Yes.
He's told me that.
I'm sure.
Do me a favor. Interrupt as much as possible.
Go to Tix in Suamico for a remote and fundraiser for the community shelter. That was another one. Tix.
I will do that.
That's the one Michael.
Yeah.
He did mention that.
What do they have that's supposed to be really good?
I don't think that's a great Tix.
Great what?
Would you go to a restaurant called Tix?
Oh, the name. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I think it's great, too.
There's a place up around Crimmins called Wood Tick Lounge. Oh, yeah. I don't get that. It's probably the guy's nickname. It's probably last name is Ticknerson or something.
They call him Tick?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're big with smoked food or something, aren't they, Todd?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, like brisket and stuff like that.
Yeah. Where are people going tonight? We want to know that, too. How do you guys celebrate New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
How do you celebrate New Year's Eve? You want to know how I celebrate New Year's Eve 1975? I'll tell you later. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the most recognized traditions associated with the new year is making resolutions or goal setting. Emily Wright is an organizational impact coach with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting, and she says before one starts to set goals for the new year, it's best to take a moment and reflect on the year that's ending.
What do you want to celebrate over this last year? What worked well? What do you want to leave behind? What were some learnings? Is there anything unfinished? You know, did we not accomplish something that we wanted to? And do we want to bring it forward? Or is it time to drop it?
Wright said looking back over the past year's accomplishments can give you momentum as you set your goals for the new year. As the holiday season kicks into high gear, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on everyone to prevent impaired driving by prioritizing safety. The holiday season is one of the most dangerous times of the year on the roads due to an increase in impaired driving crashes. As millions of people travel to celebrate the holidays together, MAD encourages everyone to spread the message, never drive impaired, and plan a safe ride home to ensure a joyous holiday season. Drunk driving fatalities have increased by 33% since 2019. Every 78 seconds, someone in the United States is killed or injured by a drunk driver. MAD Wisconsin says those hosting this holiday season can also take proactive steps to ensure everyone's safety by helping guests plan a safe way home, offering a place to stay, or arranging a ride share. Hosts can play a crucial role in preventing impaired driving crashes and creating a safer holiday for all. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
A number one song from what year, John Mino?
Okay, I remember this was the opening theme to Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke, which would have been about 1981. I'm going to go 1980. 81?
Nope, 1979.
Crap. Do you remember the opening theme? But they didn't say Sharona?
No.
My blah, blah, blah.
My marijuana? No.
My
I remember that.
You gonna write it down?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can see it from here. Okay. Do you understand what that is, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move on here.
Yes. Yeah. What people are doing tonight, this is a good one.
Go ahead.
This guy's going to a relative's house for a bourbon tasting party. I just hope that, you know.
Luann. Thank you, Luann.
You know, sometimes.
Yeah. I got to tell you something, though. I'm shocked at how bourbon over the last few years, unless I've been, you know, living under the rug, how expensive and how these clubs take it really serious.
Well, that's what she's doing tonight.
Well, that's what I mean. It's
a bourbon tasting. Everybody's got to bring a bottle.
I mean, I've heard, you know, years ago, you hear about wine. Everybody bring a bottle of wine.
Right. Well, that's, you know, $11. This stuff is, you know, a heck of a lot more than that. And if you want to, you know, New Year's Eve can impress your friends, you could spend some serious money.
Oh, like you could spend $5,000 on a bottle of Van Winkle's. Wow. Luann, tell us what's the most expensive one you're going to have there
70,
tonight.
80. No, not going to. Maybe it'll be over.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but bourbon has become such an amazing thing. Todd, when did this happen? You seem like a kind of guy that would be
have your finger
on the pulse of that.
No.
But bourbon, did we talk about that? That means it's from Kentucky, right?
It's kind of the same as whiskey,
isn't it?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, as much as I've enjoyed it in my lifetime, the difference between just like rye whiskey and bourbon and scotch, I don't know what makes one something. All I know is scotch tastes terrible.
So I was going to say that.
I mean,
one of those things that
you got to have a real acquired taste for that one. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think scotch is different than those three things you mentioned.
Right. But I think it's close to being the same.
Is it? Okay, but anyway, that bourbon, I think bourbon's just really geographical manufacturing that it comes out of Kentucky.
Okay, and I think one is how long it stays in the barrel.
I'm bringing in a list for you guys.
Okay. Awesome. Got one here from Michael. Going to Chicago tonight, dinner with friends and a party.
That sounds like the place to go.
My favorite place in Chicago.
Now, they have fireworks downtown there.
Why don't we have fireworks here anymore?
Don't know.
Somebody actually asked me, said, oh my God, Mino, you live on the Fox River. That's going to be so cool having the fireworks tonight. I'm like, are we? Like, I don't know.
All right. To be considered bourbon.
Here we go.
To be considered bourbon whiskey, so bourbon is a subset of whiskey. All right, so to be bourbon whiskey, you must meet the following criteria. Origin, bourbon must be made and aged in the United States.
Okay.
Bourbon must be made from a mash bill that's at least 51% corn. Now, that's interesting, right?
Okay, it's corn, okay.
Bourbon must be distilled to a proof no higher than 160, which is 80% alcohol by volume. No higher than.
I never know those things, but go ahead.
Well, no, that you just double the...
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bourbon must be aged in new charred oak barrels. Well, now this is
okay,
cool.
That's the barrel part. Okay.
Listen to this. Bourbon must be aged in new charred oak barrels. Wow, you can't even use maple. For at least 2 years for straight bourbon. Wow, so you know the bourbon you get. You say, oh, give me a glass of straight bourbon. Probably expensive. But it's been aged.
So when they say charred, you mean like charred fire, flame charred? Okay.
I think so.
That's what I would think too. Because you see those pictures of them making it on those illegal distilleries. Many premium bourbons are aged for 5 to 12 years or even as long as 27 years.
Wow!
28 years you put it in your gas tank.
Wow!
Bottling. Bourbon must be bottled at no less than 80% proof. We said that already. 80 proof, 40% alcohol. No coloring or flavor can be added. Isn't that nice? And the term bourbon is legally protected under Title 27 of the Code of Federal Regulations.
Is it 40% the highest you can go in the United States
for alcohol? 100 proof is...
No. No, but that's the alcohol. I think 40% is as high as you can go, isn't it?
No.
To sell it?
If it's 50%...
But if you went to
alcohol,
a liquor store down
proof.
The street here, if you went to Alloway Liquor, would they have anything that's more than 40% by volume, alcohol by volume? Because that's what it always says in the thing. 40% by volume.
Well, not on everything. It varies a lot.
I've never seen higher than 40%.
No, but you've seen lower all over the place. But I don't know about that. Isn't there something that's...
I've never seen it.
So the highest alcohol content you can buy is a spiritus vodka. It's a Polish vodka. 96% alcohol, 192 proof. So it's stronger than Everclear's 190 proof.
Holy. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Do they even sell Everclear anymore? That used to be the thing in college you'd put in punch.
The Wapatuli party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are dangerous.
Oh, man. So anyway, Luann says the host is supplying the bourbon. That actually sounds like fun. I would love to try other bourbons.
You can just send the address to Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got text, wandering around little town. Oh, he's okay. No, this is Kyle. This is Kyle talking about how I probably spent New Year's Eve 1975.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wandering around a little town by myself. No, title looking
town.
Like
is that title? Is that say little town?
Title town.
Oh, walking around Titletown by myself, looking like a lost tourist, probably eating hours-old gas station bacon cheeseburgers, hoping to find my missus right now, Kyle. No, I'm talking about 1975, Kyle.
Yeah, not last year.
Worked at the Holiday gas station in Virginia, Minnesota, till 10 o'clock. Freezing cold, beyond belief cold. Everybody else all dressed up in their finery. You know what I mean? All going out. It's like, what am I doing working for $2 an hour at a Holiday gas station? Okay. And then afterwards, we go out to this bar that we went to in Virginia, just a dive bar. Okay. That we always went to. It's literally 50 cents a beer, if that. And somehow they decided that night they were going to have female entertainment. Okay. I remember this girl who was not attractive, just making a few extra bucks. And she comes down to get her glass of whatever. And I look at her arms, and they're just scarred up. Just look like somebody had burned her with cigarettes. And I thought, oh, this poor girl was, you know, abusive. And I go, hey, how you doing? Fine. You know, they don't like, you know, and I wasn't trying, you know, can I ask you something? And I'm, you know, can I ask you something? And she's like, oh, you know, will you marry me? And I go,
yeah.
How'd you get those scars on your arm? And she goes, from work. I go, what do you do? She goes, I'm a welder. It's like, did she take is it the- weird that that was kind of hot? Because the movie years later came out, Flashdance. Remember she was a welder?
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there
maybe
you go.
It was based on her.
Maybe it was. Maybe she was the inspiration. With her that night. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that was my most memorable. What about you, Jim?
Wow. No, I don't know, John.
Same?
I gotta,
Jim,
yeah,
was same, it the
same. Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, we had a great party the 2000.
Okay.
You know, did trivia from different decades and just, it was, you know, the world was going to end, right? So we had a,
you know what?
That was a good party, too.
I remember that night. I was supposed to be in San Francisco that night for UW Green Bay against University of San Francisco.
Really?
And I loved going to San Francisco. I went for Green Bay or for Packer games. And that's when I blew out my back and I couldn't travel. I could barely walk. I herniated two discs in my back. And that's how I spent New Year's Eve listening to a different. The San Francisco radio announcer do the GB game. That was terrible. You know what I mean? That was like, I can be in San Francisco
exactly.
for this.
So, but you remember what you did New Year's Eve, the year 2000. Like it's
well, that was the night. Yeah.
Right, I know, but I'm saying they kind of blend together. Do you remember what you did 2000?
Yeah. 99 to 2000?
I mean, that's what I meant, 99.
Yeah. I literally, this company I was working for, we all had to work at the station because they thought all the computers were going to go down.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I mean.
Be in an airplane.
No.
You know, I mean.
Well, that's the thing. I would have been. Well, it would have been the next day, you know, on a plane, but.
Did that factor in?
Yeah. Oh. No. I couldn't. I would have gone to San Francisco in a heartbeat.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I remember New Year's Eve, 1980. Oh, I shouldn't even say because I get the years wrong. I always get it wrong where it's like the day before. 1982. My daughter, Amber, was born. And sitting in the waiting room watching some college football game that, you know, the Tangerine Bowl or something.
Yeah.
And it was University of Virginia against somebody. And I remember this quarterback that for Virginia, I remember thinking, this kid's not bad. Don Majkowski.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
I've actually told Don that story.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A weird connection. And I know I've told this story. There's a weird connection between my daughter and Majkowski then, where she just like idolized him. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You told me. Yes.
Remember that story I told you where she wrote the letter and everything? Mm-hmm. And it was weird. I'd never known her to idolize a player before. But it's just a weird little thing, isn't it?
Yeah, same date. Yep.
Yeah. I got this text from Cowboy Dave. I used to have a bottle of Ron Rico Rome, 180 proof. 180 or 160? 160 proof. What is Ron Rico? Is that rum?
I think it was rum.
Rum?
Is that rum or rum?
Rum. Oh, it must be rum, huh, Todd? It's supposed to be rum. Rum.
It is rum.
Rum. Yes. That's another one I don't like.
No, I'm with you.
I don't like scotch. I don't like rum.
Scotch is good.
And what else don't I like? There's one other one I don't like. Scotch, rum, gin. You always laugh when I say that.
I don't know.
Gin to you was like Tang to me,
well,
wasn't it?
It grew up with a lot of gin. Yeah, just that was. Yeah.
I always, Todd, I always feel like you take a whole bunch of those air fresheners and grind them all up and mix them with some rubbing alcohol and you've got gin.
Just go out to your evergreen tree in the backyard. Because that's what it is,
it's
right?
All
it's
it
the
is.
Little berries on, on the evergreens.
Yeah, that's an acquired taste, gin.
Really acquired.
Whoever, here's the thing. Who's like, hey, let's pick those things and see what they're like.
Right. That also.
I wonder about that about a lot of things.
Of course.
But gin, I think, is one of the higher alcohol content beverages.
Is it?
I think it is. But I don't know.
Say, okay, so if you go to order a martini.
Mm-hmm. Gin.
You say, I'd like a martini. Do they ask you what kind, or do they automatically give you gin?
I think unless you tell them differently, it's a gin.
It's a gin martini.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
A martini is considered gin, unless you say something else.
Well, I think it started as a gin martini, and then somebody, let's do a vodka martini. I don't know. But gin martinis, I think we could call a bartender, but I'm sure if you say, hey, look at me, a martini straight up, double olives, it's going to be a gin martini.
Okay.
I would bet. I would think.
Because martinis have gotten crazy, right? All the different types. Because down at Kohler, one of the big things is the coffee martinis or something.
You know, I mean, it's like Starbucks, right? I mean, you really have to have this. Let's just stick with the good old.
I know, but it's almost like, okay, gin and grapefruit juice. It's called a salty dog. Oh, my God.
What year?
Oh, my God. Don't.
Shh.
It was the number one song.
1965.
Wrong.
Later.
Oh!
What do you think, Jim?
58, 10,
we'll get
nine.
One guess. We'll get one guess.
Okay, 67.
That's it!
Wow!
Jim
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, this is...
Wow, you're kicking my butt.
It's a good movie.
Wow, great
movie. This movie I saw a bunch of times.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
In that movie and Heat of the Night. Wow.
This is a
what
lot
they call
meaningful.
You up there in Philadelphia, Tibbs? They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
Lulu. Whatever happened to Lulu? Love of my life.
That is a great song.
Great song. If you want it.
The violins come in.
Yeah. Great movie. Tonight's the night to watch like great old movies, though, isn't it?
Did you watch a countdown?
Now that Dick Clark's gone.
Yeah,
true.
It's a good point.
I don't want to watch Ryan Seacrest on another damn show that he has.
And
Get
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
So last night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, I have a meeting at the community shelter. And it's at 7. And I got there a little bit early. And they were watching Wheel of Fortune. And that's Ryan Seacrest hosts that now.
Does he?
Did you?
What did he host?
No, he does. The Wheel of Fortune. Isn't that him?
Yes, of course he does.
I didn't know that.
He just said, does he?
Yeah, Pat Sajak retired.
Well, of course.
And Ryan Seacrest got the freaking gig.
Vanna's still on?
For now, yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't...
She's holding on for some cash, I think.
Well, no, but wasn't... what's his name's daughter trying to work her way into that?
Maybe.
The former host.
Yeah, Pat Sajak's daughter.
Sajak's
I think
daughter.
She may have filled in a little bit
for
Vanna. But yeah, Vanna signed a contract for more money for a couple of years.
Remember when Pat Sajak was leaving and... Gaffigan was talking about it. He goes, everybody, that was big news. I mean, it's like, he goes, well, all he's done is, and he goes, the executive sitting around thinking, how are we going to find someone to say, it's your turn to spin the wheel? That's pretty easy game show.
I know, right?
But
I want to be a game show host.
But that reminded me, I was telling them about, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, right? And said, well, for the studio, I think we're going to try to launch a game show.
Yes.
I think that would be.
Yeah,
and this is what they said. Todd, I just want to tell you what they said is that you can
You can't kill our dreams.
No, what's the show?
It's not even the start of the new year.
He kind of can.
Wow.
Dad, you can't stop me. Yeah, I kind of can. Anyway, they win money, but you don't get the cash. You buy prizes with your money that are on the stage. And there's a show like that, but...
That was Wheel of Fortune at that at the beginning. You would get money in your bank, but you would buy prizes.
Yeah. And then the advertisers give you all that money.
Right, that's
all
free.
Right, instead of just, here's your 25 grand, you'll buy this stuff. And they promote their products, washer and dryer, and I don't know. That's the I got the prize thing done. I don't know what they...
I used to love it, the Price is Right, where it'd be... A new luggage set. And like, woo!
Anyway, we're going to... Todd, come on. Don't stand in the way of our dreams.
Yeah, Todd. Why
as long as I don't have to be involved with it.
Well, of course you're going to be. You've got to do everything.
You're the production guy.
Come on, Todd.
No.
We're just the faces.
The creative writer. No, you're the host. I'm not on this thing. I just
You can be a consultant.
Right.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, I'm out then. Because we'll be like two episodes in and he'll change everything.
Okay, I got no idea. Here's what I say. I was even talking to Milton about this. Here's what we're going to do.
This is what we're going to do.
I can see that.
All right.
What do you think is the best movie to watch on like a New Year's Eve? You know, a good old movie to watch on New Year's Eve. I didn't watch a single Christmas movie this year. Not a single one. I used to watch It's a Wonderful Life all the time. I fell asleep during Christmas Vacation this year. I didn't watch Elf. I feel bad about that. I feel like Christmas came and went too fast.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that. I liked it because with my party on the 10th, it kind of extended. And,
yeah, that's true.
And I thought it was a good Christmas. In terms of, I don't think there is a New Year's Eve movie. Like, I'd watch...
That's
like,
what I mean. Is there one?
I don't know. I'd watch Back to the Future. That was one of my favorites.
That's a great movie.
It is. It's just something to pass the time.
Ooh, here's a good one. Casablanca. Good call. Love Casablanca. Don't you?
Yeah, but on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good New Year's Eve movie. I really do.
Or else I would maybe dust off some of those, Airplane or Blazing Saddles.
Can't go wrong with you. Let's be honest.
If you just want to sit around and laugh, right?
Right.
And, which is...
Yeah. Well, Airplane especially.
Oh, man.
I can't believe they're still allowing Blazing Saddles to be aired.
I don't think they are.
They're not? Okay.
No.
They banned that one?
Yes.
Because there's... Yeah, they should ban
but
that
But at
one.
The time, right?
Right. At different era, different time. 50 years ago. I mean...
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, it was.
Blazing Saddles,
1974.
No. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yes.
That and you know what's funny? We think about that. We look back and say, that doesn't seem that long ago. Yeah. That's something. Okay, so imagine in 1974, if you said 50 years ago, it would have been 1924.
That's really weird, right?
You know what I mean?
Prior to the Depression.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. World War I just ended.
Right.
So when you put it in a time span, as far as like, putting in the parameters, us looking back and Blake says, well, that wasn't that long ago. But in 74, you said 1924. So, oh, my God. It's ancient
time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some more movies coming in.
Yeah.
The Great Escape.
Oh
okay. Steve. Now, that's
on the River Kwai.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. It's tie a yellow ribbon in that one. Okay. We're good. You can...
That's not
bad. I was doing bad. At the end, I was just going to say, it's funny you can't sing.
But you can whistle. And then
you
hit that last note.
No, you flattened out big time. So, all right. Well, that was interesting. All right, let's move on. Hey, but The Great Escape, that's totally worth watching.
Oh, no question.
And it's kind of a two-movie
Steve
night.
McQueen.
Yeah.
But that's a guy movie, though. That's a total guy movie.
Yeah, it is.
Hate to say it, ladies. No. Not trying to sound whatever. But that's a guy movie.
But you could pick two movies tonight. She can pick one. You can pick one. You know what I mean? Like, it's a two movie night because you're probably, and you turn it off and get done at 11:30, watch the bell drop and, or the ball drop. I mean, and
I'm going to bring in old black and white. I love black and white movies. First of all, Casablanca would not be bad, but I used to love The Longest Day. Did you ever see the movie The Longest Day?
Mm-mm. That prison guy?
It's about D-Day.
No,
it's got the biggest. I will say this. I bet it's got the biggest names from top to bottom of ever any movie ever made in United States history. Biggest names in the cast in history.
Well,
the year on this number one song from the decade.
This is old.
1968.
69.
Ah!
Number one for the year 1969.
Damn it.
Back to game, John. And you got me wanting you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.